Yes, it's time again for Tract or Fiction, the amazing, amazing segment of the show in which we do dramatize the works of Jack Chick. My name is Frank Allen. My God, I just forgot my own name for a moment. But I do apologize for that. My name is Frank Allen. My voice is still a little hoarse, so you'll pardon me for that, of course. We are going to do a tract today called The Assignment. This is a very interesting tract, which is interesting. Has lots of... For all of you, fans of the television programs like 24 and spy programs like that, it's kind of like that, except not really much like that at all. So, I do believe we are going to actually get right into it. The Assignment.
Once upon a time in heaven, a flock of angels gathered in their war room for a briefing on some new intel their supervisor has recently acquired. They all stood around a large view screen, which was showing a man's photograph.
This is Mr. Charles Bishop. Our sources indicate that he will die on November 22nd at 3:10 a.m. from a massive coronary.
That gives us 2.5 weeks. Do we have anyone who might reach him before luggage check and departure?
The picture on the view screen changed, now showing another man and a young girl.
Yes, we have two potentials. The first is Tim B. Dobbs, who is Mr. Bishop's assistant, but he's very weak in the word. Don't count on him! Kathy Hillman is 16, very close to Bishop's daughter, and she's faithful. I think we can use her. Preparations must be made for that contact. Every precaution must be made to ensure its success.
Meanwhile, in Hell, a gaggle of demons were also holding a meeting. They, too, were looking at a picture of Charles Bishop.
Word is out. Charles Bishop would die of a massive coronary. November 22nd, 2:10 a.m. We want no interference from the opposition. We must be on the alert from an attack. Report.
There are only two people who could possibly get through to him.
The view screen now showed Tim Dobbs and his wife, Ethel.
This is Tim Dobbs and his wife, Ethel. Tim works with Bishop. He's weak and gutless, and best of all, he's ashamed of the gospel.
We'll go to work on his wife through Ethel. We'll destroy his testimony. This one, however, is trouble if I've ever seen it.
The view screen changed again, showing young, supple Kathy Hillman.
She will meet a very handsome young man who will sweep her off her feet for 2.5 weeks.
See that she does, or else.
Soon, in Charles Bishop's very office, Tim Dobbs glanced up from his work at the godless heathen, Charles Bishop, while an angel whispered in his ear.
You've been here 2 years and never talked to him about eternal life. Shame on you.
But how can I reach him? First chance I get, I'll give him a little tract.
At Tim's home, however, a demon was pouring his poisoned words into Tim's wife's all too willing ear.
Ethel, dear, I just had a horrible thought. What if Tim started preaching to Mr. Bishop? He would lose his job and everything else, like your lovely home.
I better bring that to Tim's attention before he puts his foot in his big mouth.
That night, when Tim arrived at home.
Ethel, my darling, I was thinking I should try and talk to Mr. Bishop about the Lord.
You listen to me, Tim B. Dobbs. If you know what's good for you, you'll keep your big mouth closed. I won't have you jeopardizing my security just because you want to be a fanatic. If you say one word to Mr. Bishop, we are through. Do you understand?
Yes, dear.
The next day in the office, Mr. Bishop approached Tim in the lunchroom.
Right, Tim! Did I see you pray over lunch?
No, Mr. Bishop. I was just thinking, no, I haven't got time for religion.
Oh, I just thought it was a very nice sister. Sorry, I misunderstood.
Oh no, now I can never witness him. God forgive me.
It worked! I could give Ethel a big kiss.
Meanwhile, at Kathy Hillman's high school, a gorgeous hunk of a man-meat approached the lithe young girl, while a demon looked on, grinning.
Hi, you're Kathy Hillman, aren't you? I'm Buzz Adams.
Hi, Buzz. Wow, is he ever handsome.
Now turn on the charm, Buzz Boy.
Kathy, would you object if I asked you to go to the beach with me this Saturday?
I'll let you know tomorrow, Buzz.
Young lady, I would be happy to escort you to your next class.
However, an angel was also observing the exchange. The angel took that opportunity to stick out his foot and trip a passerby, who fell into Buzz, bumping him.
Oops, sorry.
Hey, watch it, you crap-chugging idiot. I ought to kick your teeth in for that.
I'm sorry, Buzz.
What a bully.
You're in soaked mothballs. He blew it.
A few days later, back in heaven.
Tomorrow is the big day. That will be our last chance.
Our final plan is underway.
And in hell.
This is an order. You will keep Kathy away from Bishop.
I'm working on it right now. She hasn't got a chance.
The demon races down A1 Insurance Agency and begins speaking to Irving Lapsey.
Call Charles Bishop and set up an appointment for tomorrow at 3 p.m. You can sell him a big policy.
Howdy do, neighbor! Hey, I'll call Mr. Charles Bishop. What a great idea!
And soon.
Howdy do, neighbor! Okay, Mr. Bishop, I'll see you at 3 p.m. sharp at your house. Thank you, Mr. Bishop. Yes, I'll be there. Goodbye. I must be a genius. It was so easy.
That afternoon, Mr. Bishop, his daughter Sandy, and an unseen angel were at the Bishop residence.
Right! What are you doing today, Sandy?
She's going to wash her hair.
I think I'm gonna go up and wash my hair, Dad.
And over at Kathy Hillman's place.
Go over and see Sandy Bishop right now.
That's a good idea. Maybe I can get through to her today.
Out on the road, the clever angels have found a way to pop Irving's tire. Because apparently, they don't want Mr. Bishop's family to get the insurance payoff.
Oh no! What a time for a blowout! And I don't have a spare tire! What will Mr. Bishop say? I've got to get to a phone!
At the Bishop residence.
Hello, Kathy!
Hi, Mr. Bishop! Is Sandy home?
Come on in! She's washing her hair! But you're too late. Hey, Kathy! Is that a Bible in your hands?
Yes, Mr. Bishop. I want to share something with Sandy.
If it's interesting, tell me about it! Sorry, I keep grabbing my staff on the ground! Come on, Kathy! Share it with me, and don't say the kid's name!
Remember now, you asked for it. You better sit down, Mr. Bishop. Look at this. As it is written, there are none righteous, no, not one. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Right, keep quoting. I guess that includes me.
Yes, it does. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and so death passed upon all men, for they all have sinned.
If God loves us so much, he must have provided a way out, or else we'd all be too late.
Listen to this. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us!
Oh, don't stop, Kathy. Don't stop, Kathy!
It also says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Back out on the road, a demon is guiding Irving.
Irving, baby, look. There's a phone.
But an angel had beaten him there and put an annoying old lady on the phone. An old lady who never stopped talking.
So this is what I told her. My arthritis first started in 1932 when I was visiting the Russian Tsar in order to make him believe in the Easter Bunny. Back in those days, the Easter Bunny was actually a five-toed sloth, but no one was really sure what kind of pudding he liked, so we all just tried them all until he started smiling, and then we knew. I think vanilla was always my favorite, except in September's when I only eat caviar and Ritz crackers. They say everything tastes better on a Ritz cracker, and you know, they're right. Why, this one time I...
Fecal pasta. That was a dirty trick.
Back at the Bishop's.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me.
Right! Go on, Kathy! You're getting through, or else we're all too late.
Here's the last one, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved! Mr. Bishop, won't you receive Jesus as your personal savior?
Kathy, I know you're right, and you're not too late. This is what I need. I'll make my decision here tonight, but don't say the Lord's name!
Whatever you do, Mr. Bishop, please don't put it off.
And so, Mr. Bishop thought it over.
If I did give my life to Christ, I'd lose my friends! And I'd say the baptismal name! No! I think I'll wait a few years. There's plenty of time! It's not too late!
At precisely 3:10 a.m. that morning, the massive coronary the angels' intel had predicted struck, and the demons were there, waiting and cackling like malicious little bastards.
Oh my God, I can't breathe! I feel like Richard Pryor! Ah! Oh, somebody help! Ah! Ah! Ah!
I think it was too late.
It was a close call, but we got him.
And Mr. Bishop shuffled eternally ever after, the end.
And that was, in fact, the tract, the assignment. All right, now, as traditional in our show, we are doing a debate now. I do believe we need two people for our debate. Who is our debater number one? All right, debater number one is right here.
Yes.
Who, may I ask your name, sir?
Yes!
What's your name, sir?
Yes!
Your name is Yes.
Yes.
All right, and can I have your qualifications?
I have qualifications.
That's good. Sounds like a background of debating and politics and religion.
Yes!
And you, sir, what is your name?
I would prefer not to give that out, but let's just say I... No, quite a bit on espionage.
All right, that's fine. So what can we call you?
Jimmy.
Jimmy, all right. Jimmy, Mr. Yes versus Jimmy. No.
Yes!
Let's find out who is on which side of this here debate with the coin toss. And, oh, what a coincidence. Jimmy, you believe that this track, the assignment, is 100% correct, while you, yes, say no.
Yes!
So I do believe it's traditional that the attacker has to go first. So, Mr. Yes, I believe you can tell us why this is incorrect.
Yes!
Well,
this
done,
is
Nugget.
Incorrect because it is wrong. Yes.
All right, rebuttal, Mr. Jimmy.
Little point of clarification here. Am I on the side that is proving this is correct?
Yes.
Ah.
Yeah!
Well, I believe all the elements of espionage are quite present in this story. There are some dirty tricks, quite a fine little chase with fast cars, and plenty of explosions.
Yes!
Oh, so you agree?
No!
Okay, what do you think is wrong with it then? Wait a minute, I'm sorry. There was an explosion?
Yes!
I think I missed it. What exploded?
Apparently, you weren't reading into the text enough.
Oh, now, my question for Jimmy is about the espionage aspect. I don't know if I believe the espionage aspect because, while the angels and devils do have a war room, they don't have any, they don't have any gadget watches that transform into lasers. They don't have any special flying cars. They don't have any deadly shooting lipstick or pens.
Yeah!
Which I believe are all true espionage aspects.
Is that all you think that there is to espionage, you filthy brigand?
Yes!
Well done, Nutty.
I do believe, to answer actually a little bit more on this espionage question, I do believe we have another espionage expert who we called in special about espionage.
Hello there.
Hi there. Can I introduce yourself, please?
I do not want to give my real name due to security concerns, so you may call me my American code name, which is Skippy, although my real name is Vladimir Protchenkov.
Skippy! Skippy!
We meet again.
No.
Okay.
Apparently we do.
So
you don't remember St. Petersburg?
Not precisely, unless you are saying St. Petersburg in Florida. I have never been to St. Petersburg outside of Florida.
You don't remember that blonde I stole from you and cleverly stomped?
I'm sorry, I do not. These things, maybe you have me confused with another Skippy.
You stepped on her?
No. Stomped.
With your foot.
Yes!
So, Mr. Skippy, now do you want to... Did you take issue with any of the things that Jimmy said about espionage?
Yes, apparently Jimmy here, being American, being a fellow American, he does
I don't
not
believe actually Jimmy is American, now that you mention it.
Yeah!
Quite you, humdinger.
I think he seems to be Scottish or Welsh or something.
No!
He is American, just like me. I was born in Pittsburgh.
No!
Yes. Likely story, Ivan.
I was born in Pittsburgh. It's a good place. Anyway, this track that you speak of, all I can say really is that in country Mother Russia, Pittsburgh. In Pittsburgh, soul belong to God. In Pittsburgh, body belong to state.
I'm getting a little suspicious.
Pittsburgh Skippy, sounds like a really
Skippy, can
place.
You tell us who won the World Series last year?
Yes!
The Bears. The Bears did.
Oh, okay. Well, then I guess he really is American.
Yes!
They faced off against Montreal Canadiens. It was a hot game.
I have no clue.
Canadians
I actually
1-5-3.
Don't follow baseball. I guess none of us
don't
are real
ask
Americans.
Me, I'm Scottish.
Yeah, we don't know much about.
No,
that.
You are American, just like me. I come from Pittsburgh.
All right,
well, you have one thing for sure, Mr. Ivan.
Okay,
you're as American as I am.
Okay, Mr. Yes, I believe you want to say something else about how wrong this is because it seems like so far.
Yeah.
So far, they haven't really, you haven't really persuaded me that this is not true.
Well, it's not true.
Somebody after the show.
I do believe we actually have someone, one of the actual literal characters from the tract, here in the studio with us, who I believe agrees that it's not true. Can one of those people please come forward?
There's one time I was walking up the hill to school, and back in those days you had to walk uphill both ways, and I was wearing bread bags on my feet to keep my feet dry because I didn't have any boots, and it was the worst winter of 22.
Okay, somebody kill her, please.
No, sir. I just want some.
You know what? I believe this was actually given to me on advice. I believe we are supposed to kill old women if they are communist.
Yes.
Yes.
This is what I remember hearing somewhere once.
There's nothing wrong with communism. I mean, Pittsburgh town government.
Actually, there's nothing wrong with women. We just convert them away from communism with the love of our agents.
You talk about love.
All right. Well, let's see.
I saw you with that girl.
Quick, let's
you remember 1972 outside of Shanghai.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
All right, gentlemen.
Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania.
Gentlemen, you can bring your covert love in later. I do want to wrap this up. So, closing arguments before I decide who won the debate. Yes?
Yes!
Yes, and Jimmy?
All I got to say is, the dossier from MI6 proves this perfectly correct.
Workers at the World Deal Night.
All right, well, let's see who's whether yes or the dossier is more compelling, and in fact, oh, I'm sorry, yes wins.
Yes!
But I forgot what his argument is, so I think yes. We can all just kind of say yes together.
This man cheats. He reads from the car. Do you hear me? The call!
Yeah. No cards. Peter.
Thank you all for being here for Tractor Fiction.
Yes!
Enjoy.